The following is a presentation by YSN, your sports network.
All right, Potter fans, we're back tonight live from the Potter Fieldhouse off of a performance.
A lackluster
performance against Wellsville. Anson Wiggin back tonight in action here. It's a rare Monday night appearance here. This is one of our snow day makeups at the Fieldhouse as Edison travels in. And in what looks to be a good bounce back spot for the Potters tonight, I would hope. Once again, though, without Trayshawn Jackson. However, he is in attendance tonight. He's got the mask on,
yep.
And he's here. So hopefully tomorrow night out at Salem, which will be a YSNlive.com/Salem broadcast, because they are a YSN affiliate, so we won't be on the air tomorrow night, but YSNlive.com/Salem will have the call for you. I'm not even going to be at the game.
I thought I was here versus Brooke, so I won't be at the game either.
Well, maybe I'm wrong. Who's
Thursday?
Beaver
Local.
I don't know. Let's ask Bob. We're at Salem tomorrow night, right? And then what about Thursday?
Beaver Local.
Okay.
Brooke, I don't know when that makeup game is.
Yeah, Corey says the Buckeye 8 tournament Saturday. So
Buckeye 8 tournament here at the Fieldhouse all day Saturday.
That's right. That is right.
I don't have a game time for the Potters, but the action will be running 10 a.m. to 5 or 6 p.m. I know that. So a good money-making day for the Potter basketball program. I'm sure they get some sessions, probably not the door. The league probably gets that, but as we were saying, a good bounce-back spot tonight here after a learning experience, we'll call it, the other night. Even all the lobbying I could do from the third row, it didn't matter because we were behind the eight ball out of the get-go. Wellsville came out, jumped on us early, established a double-digit lead. The Potters relied a little bit too heavily on the three-pointer, which wasn't falling. And then there was no second-chance points. So missing Trayshawn, actually, I don't know that it would have made a difference in the game, but you never know. Definitely missed that. Ball handling. He's your primary ball handler.
He is the ball handler.
Just like we ran in last year when we lost Dawson, Logan,
yep.
With the
LD.
With the thigh injury. Everyone's looking around for somebody to step up and handle the ball. And the one thing that I look for the Potters to learn from that experience, as I was telling everybody, is the Potter faithful all panic, want to know what's wrong, the program's in shambles, sophomores.
Right.
The youth shines through every once in a while, and you can see just from the inexperience, when the going gets tough sometimes, that's when you got to earn your stripes and put a feather in your cap and learn from that game, because the Potters did show they're still looking for that one player to step up on the court, and when the chips are down, and give me the ball, guys, timeout.
Right, the guy to go to.
We got to settle when the chips are down, guy, that you got to have one of those. And the Potters will develop that because they got a lot of players in that sophomore class. Gabe Roach and Peyton Reedy is the juniors. Soban Rossi is a junior, as you would say in the pregame show. Needs to get a little bit more playing time because he's shooting the rock pretty well from beyond the arc in the reserve game.
So
the sky's not falling.
Well, and two,
it hurts to lose to a local rival.
I'm not a fan of excuses by no means, but the game against Wellsville just didn't start out our way, period. Roach picks up two ticky-tack fouls, which I did not agree with, the one of them. And, so it takes him out of his game early. We didn't see much of him at all in the second quarter. But Wellsville came in here and played about as good as you could play.
They ran their offense, made
right.
us work on defense. They ran it so long that they do what the Potters want to do. You want to run your offense until somebody breaks down. And they did. They got a lot of backdoor cuts, easy layups. They drew some fouls. At halftime, it was 10 or 11 to 2 fouls, one way. So we did come out a little bit on the short end of the stick as far as that goes, because it's hard to get into a rhythm when you got 11, 10, 11 fouls on you, two on the other team. There was a lot of contact. Not saying that that would have changed the outcome on the scoreboard, but it sure changes the complexion and the flow of the game when you got to go to your bench that early. And this is a good bounce-back game. I know we handled Edison down there, but not to be taken lightly. They know they just saw that we got ran out of our own gym, and
right.
I'm sure they changed their game plan from whatever happened down there.
Think about this. We put 102 or 103 points on Edison down there, but they scored 78 points against us, and Trayshawn Jackson had 24 points in that game. So if on paper, we might be in for a good game tonight.
Could be a good game.
Could be a good game tonight. So we'll see. We'll see. So this morning, me and Yokely, we kicked off the first ever breakfast burrito. Oh, yeah. It was fun. It was fun. We talked about everything under the sun. But had a few technical difficulties early, but hopefully we can fire it up again tomorrow and be a little better broadcast. But yeah,
this is a daily broadcast.
Well, as of right now, I think it's going to be a daily broadcast. He's the boss, so whatever he says, we'll do. But I felt bad though because I'm inside TCP and he's inside this laid out basement with all this sporting memorabilia, and he has his stairway. You're going to love this. He built a railing on his stairway. Guess what the rails are made out of? Wooden baseball bats.
Oh, nice.
It looks awesome.
Nice.
Looks awesome. So, yeah, so we'll be back on tomorrow. And, we talked about Steelers, Pirates. There's Big Howard. Mick and Mick. Steelers, Pirates. We talked about the Browns and their disastrous season and what they got going on. Even threw in a little WWE wrestling because he's a wrestling guy. So we
tagged me in a post with a little WWE.
Oh, yeah. So we talked Royal Rumbles last night. Yeah, we talked about everything under the sun. And so we'll see how it goes. Edison Wildcats, yep.
So we'll have to pick. That's just picked up on the YSN feed or Facebook.
There's a YouTube channel. It's on there, and it's also on. It'll be posted on YSNLive.com and on the Facebook page. So hopefully we can get a good following, and maybe on your days off work, we can bring you in there and get a little wagon twist to it. And Jay Pappas told me, who's actually refereeing the game tonight. It's funny. The word's out, Wig.
Yeah.
He said, "Tell Anson, be easy on me tonight." So.
We will take it easy
and
on Mr. Pappas. Mr. Pappas usually does a good job.
He does. And now, let me ask you this. We know the Mike Coyne, your Mike Coyne story from the sectional championship game. But, that looks like he did when...
It's uncanny.
It is.
Very uncanny Mr. Coyne's son here. I guess we're going to jump right into the national anthem.
Yeah. I'm glad Bob Kelly's back. I was nervous as I've never been in my life the other night. Is this yours?
Yeah, where was
that? I was sitting over here. All right, folks, we are going to take a break here, national anthem, and we'll be back to take you through player introductions and the first half. East Liverpool hosting the Edison Wildcats on YSNLive.com/East Liverpool. All right, we're back. As always, a fabulous job there by the Easterville High School Choir, led by Mrs. Lisa Enzinger.
So as we get the starting lineups announced here, I'll tell you a funny story from a eighth grade tournament game that we had over the weekend that the Potters lost to these very Edison Wildcats. And laughing because we were talking about, you know, criticizing the referees every once in a while as we do in good fun. We had a referee two times. He looked like he was an experienced referee, but I received these two explanations. I was sitting with Robbie Green, who also is a very knowledgeable basketball guy, Duck Daly, who is a very knowledgeable basketball guy. And there was a shot that went up. Lost my rosters. There was a shot that went up, and the ball was bouncing around, and one of our guys got ran over trying to get the ball. And Duck said, "Now, come on, that's clearly a foul." And the referee says, "But he didn't have possession of the ball. It was loose." Duck said, "But he ran him over," and he said, "But it was loose." Robbie Green says, "It's called a loose ball foul."
Right. I know that.
So that was the second explanation from the same referee. We were down on Weirton for the eighth grade basketball game. Our little guard made a beautiful step, two-step, layup, Euro step.
Yeah.
When he came down, Duck Daly said, "He gets two steps." Robbie Green says, "It's called a Euro step." The explanation that we got, we're not in Europe. So during a dead ball,
wow.
I said, "Did he take two or did he take three steps?" He said, "Two, but we're not in Europe." I said, "Well, they count as two. Two's two. It doesn't matter how you think.
Yeah.
You can take them backwards if you like.
Two is the same in Europe as it is in the United States or any other country."
So hence my frustration and my mounting desire that when my 9-year-old turns 19 and graduates high school, that possibly, well, that's in 11 years, I'll be 51. Is 51 too old to become a basketball official?
No, you're in pretty good shape. So I think you'll be all right. Somebody's going to give you a hard time, though, because no matter what, you're half wrong no matter what. So I'll take first half. You can take us home to a Potter victory tonight. So Edison with the ball. Schmitz closely guarded by O'Hara. And we have a look inside. Back out, three-pointer for Edison, long, rebound by Edison. Rebounding a big problem the other night against Wellsville for the Potters.
No second-chance hoops.
There's the airport. O'Hara there gets the ball, gets it out to Peyton Reed. Potters look to bounce back. Good look inside to Browning, to O'Hara. O'Hara.
Nick Woodyard back in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Good to see.
Yeah, a little different look here for the Potters tonight. Of course, no Jackson, but we got Woodyard, as you just said, Browning, Roach, Reed, and the airport, Brendan O'Hara, who...
Yeah, same look, just Woodyard looks like he replaced Torma. Torma started against Wellsville.
Here's the one bright spot for me in that Wellsville game was O'Hara. I thought he...
He did knock down some shots, played real hard on defense.
Yeah,
he always gives
defense
a maximum
for me
effort.
was what I liked, his defensive effort, and he nails down both foul shots. Potter's up 2-0, folks, 7:26 to go first quarter.
One area where O'Hara's been struggling lately is when he gets to the hoop.
Right. Layups.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
So luckily that's an easy fix.
Woodyard all over Wildcat Andrew Pugh as they reset to the top of the key into the corner to Schmitz. Schmitz inside. And nice little post move there by McBain.
Yeah, Browning looked like he was in position, but he tried to draw the charge, then he didn't get the call, so an unevaded path to the hoop there for an easy two.
Roach, right side, over to Reedy. Reedy, top of the key to O'Hara. Reed thought about it. Goes inside to Woodyard. Back to Reedy. Look inside, it's stole by the Wildcats, and here comes Kenny, and pops it out for three. No good, and there's Woodyard.
What? Stepped out of bounds.
So good hustle there by Woodyard, but he is out of bounds. And it'll be
good
Wildcats
hustle
ball.
Off the tip. Reedy had the right idea. It was just Edison Wildcat had a better idea, separated in front of that pass.
Sinicropi, good name for Edison, in the lane.
Looked like he had the left hand. Looked like they're going to get Isaiah Browning with the block.
It's amazing how much he looks like his dad.
Yeah, it's uncanny.
Wow.
So we'll be good for a couple offensive
calls tonight.
Edison
Bucket, Isaac Schmidt. As Edison takes a 4-2 lead with 6:21 to go in the first quarter. Roach handling the ball for the Potters. Guarded by Sinicropi, right side. Peyton Reed. Nobody home there. Looks inside to Browning. Back out to Reed. Cross court, O'Hara. Back to Roach. Roach, dribble drive, jump stop. It's going to be a jump ball.
Could have possibly called the offensive foul. I thought that's what we were going to get.
Yeah, for a minute there, I thought.
Coins are famous for the offensive fouls. I thought we were going to get one, and we probably couldn't even argue that call there. Instead, he took the easy way out, called the jump ball.
I don't know what happened.
Edison has a sub. They didn't get him in quick enough. We're missing Bobby Bosco tonight. He must be sick, I think, under the weather, so we have no scoreboard. Keep track of fouls.
4 points.
O'Hara with a nice move inside.
Nice
gets
job.
The roll.
O'Hara bucket good. Potter's tied back up 4-4. Schmitz with the ball. Pass left side to a person that we don't have on the roster.
Number 5. Strong to the hoop. That's two guys that have went to the hoop and went straight with their left hand. We'll have to actually find out if they're lefties or whether they got good of handles with both hands. But both strong moves to the hoop, both times drew the foul. So that's two team fouls on the Potters, and the free throw is good by 5, and he is not. He's right-handed.
You weren't down at Edison.
Not in your program.
Me and Eric McMahon actually did that game down there. And the two names that stood out to me were when we were down there is Sinicropi and McBain. Said those names a lot, so learned to get familiar with that. McBain was very tough in that game down there. Roach with the ball, right side to Reedy. Reedy, dribble drive, nice move into the lane.
A lot of contact,
but no foul, but the bucket's good, and the Potters tied. Back up 6-6, 5:30 to go, first quarter. Number 5 for Edison with the ball. Crossover, top of the key. O'Hara's all over him, and there's the airport wagon.
Jump ball. He's got those long arms. The wingspan. And the one thing that I like about Brennan O'Hara, maybe he could show a little more intensity on the positive side, but you never, looking at his face,
no.
You never know if he has
no.
5 fouls, no fouls, or winning by 30 or down by 30. The intensity is still there. He stays cool, calm, and collected. He's got low blood pressure for sure.
Kick could win the Powerball.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know it. Oh, 3-pointer Edison, Isaac Schmidt. And Edison takes a 9-6 lead here. 5:01 to go. O'Hara with the ball for the Potters. Into the corner to Roach. Oh, Roach had Woodyard. Mid
little pick and roll. There's a wide open shot. The referee looked like he actually hand checked them. Roach, there's a move. A lot of hand checking. Good spin
move
into the lane.
Got it.
He gets the roll. The pat that Cape Roach spin into the middle of the lane, and he finishes. And there he is going strong to the hoop again.
Wow.
Unnamed number 5. Oh, but the ball's going to hit off. Nope. The ball's allowed to touch the referee. What was the call? Well, here's what the call was. The ball hit the referee, and he blew it dead.
Yeah.
It's part of the court, so it stays live. Nate Conley thought that the black player had stepped out of bounds, so I think there was just a little miscommunication, and Nate didn't get a good explanation as to what happened from the other referee. I think he just called it dead because it hit him. He got in the way,
well,
got nervous, and blew his whistle.
In your defense, you asked if 51 was too old to officiate. I think you're good. So Roach, dribble drive. There's another spin move by Roach. Look at that floater in the lane.
Nice
wow.
Move.
Nice move by Roach.
We definitely need to see more of that out of Roach, especially.
Oh, nice dribble drive into the lane.
Again.
Jump stop.
Schmidt.
Schmidt is on fire.
Rick Schmidt.
For Edison. Crossover by O'Hara. Potters waste no time getting it down there in the lane. Back out to Woodyard. Right side back to O'Hara. Back to Woodyard. Roach.
Good hands. Good hands by Woodyard. Unable to finish. Browning with the rebound. Unable to finish again. Woodyard,
there we go.
Woodyard.
Wow.
and Browning padding their own stats this trip down the court. They ran a nice pick and roll. Woodyard was unable to finish, and they took turns missing layups. Woodyard finally comes out with a foul.
The Warriors have struggled all year at the rim. Making shots at the rim.
Right there is a prime example as Woodyard comes up short on the free throw. The airport's got long arms. When he gets himself into that lane, he likes to give that head fake.
Yeah.
And then when the guy doesn't bite, he always dishes out. I want to see him get in there and just go straight up.
Right, hard.
Shoots a straight up jumper.
Yep.
Roach, when he drives, straight up jumper. You already know you're going up. You've already, O'Hara doesn't have the quickness, but he's got the wingspan. Roach has the quickness to just hit that spot and go up.
Oh.
Shoot the short little 4-footer, 6-footer. It'll come, hopefully, with age.
Woodyard makes the second foul shot to cut the Edison lead to 2, 13-11.
Heavy
Potter
pressure,
down.
2-2-1.
Roach, guard, and Torma with a trap there right side. And there's Sinicropi, the lefty. Good little stroke.
There's a lefty.
And Edison extends the lead to 4, gets it out to Torma.
Oh my goodness,
he had it open. Layup and passes it up. Reedy resets, top of the key. Now to Roach.
I think he was on his wrong hand going across the lane.
Reedy in the lane. And he's going to draw the foul. Reedy ain't going to shy away from contact, is he, Wig?
No. If you need the ball to be going north and south of the hoop, beat it to 12.
He'll get it there.
He'll grind his way in there. It'll be greasy and grimy, but he'll get in there and cause some contact. But then he'll step outside and stroke a 3. Yeah, a little trouble. The other Saturday night against Wellsville, finding his rhythm, as was the whole team. And there again, he misses the free throw, so the Potters still trail with 3 minutes to go first quarter, 15-11. Second free throw up. That one's good.
So here we go.
Potters drop out of the press after a made free throw. That's a first. Isaiah Browning up top with Torma.
Sinicropi into the corner. Back to Sinicropi. Edison, good ball movement here. Coach Nate Moses is blocking my view of the other side. Sinicropi, he wants a three-pointer. And there's one there, and it's long. Rebound by Roach.
Get out,
and
go.
Here we go. Torma. Oh, man.
Skip it.
Oh, Torma in the lane with a floater, and he misses it, and he's going to pick up a foul.
Yeah, bad foul. Torma. One on four there. What I wanted to see him do was he had two shooters, both spotted up waiting. And so, therefore, when he put the shot up, he was 1 versus 4. If it doesn't go, you're not going to get that rebound. One versus four, but good to see Torma attack the hoop on that one. So 15-12, Edison Wildcats, 2:20 clock, rolling first quarter, Potter Fieldhouse.
Sinicropi with the ball. Trapped by Torma and O'Hara. Back to the top of the key. There's Schmitz again for 3, and that's long. And here comes Browning.
Big man.
Fast break. He's going to go all the way. Oh, just don't stop. Why stop?
Yeah.
Just go.
Big man with the ball.
I know, but
well,
good
five,
to the hoop.
Five spot with the ball. Not a traditional big man, Browning. He was out there and he was going. If you're going to go that far, go ahead. Take it to the hoop. Run somebody over if you have to.
Inbound, Torma.
Potters play it off.
Floater in the lane by Roach, no good. Rebounded by Edison, and here comes Edison. Edison wants to get out and go tonight. There's Sinicropi in the corner for 3. Long.
Everybody on the ground, thrown out of bounds by Edison, so that'll be Potter
ball.
Basketball. Good hustle by Roach.
Yeah, way to get dirty.
Alec McBain for Edison on the ground. McBain come up with the ball, panicked, and threw it right out of bounds.
So Roach will bring the ball up for the Potters. 1:41 to go first quarter. Potters down 3 here at the Fieldhouse. It's a big game, I would imagine, for the B-Macs, right? Oh, nice pass inside to O'Hara.
See, long arms. Get up there.
Get up there.
Get up above him and get that shot off. Good shot there, young man.
Bucket good. O'Hara cuts the lead, the Edison lead to 1. 1:23 to go first quarter. Schmitz, left corner. Good look inside. Reedy gets away with a foul there, and here comes Roach off the rebound. He gets it out to the airport, and he's going to take it up, and the layup's good.
Off for 2. Just like that, the Potters 1-point lead with 1 minute to go, first quarter. 16-15, and they're going to give a little token man-to-man pressure.
Sinicropi gets it across the stripe for Edison. Into the corner, Schmitz. He wanted that one, no good. Cross-court pass to McBain. McBain in the corner.
Quick
two. No good. And here come the Potters. They're going to get out and go. Here comes O'Hara. Roach. He's going to spot up for three. Got it.
Nothing but the bottom of the net.
G. Roach.
Coach Moses is just, he's not happy because the Potters went. It was 15-11, and they went on an 8-0 run to close out this first quarter, assuming that Edison doesn't come up here with this trip. The Potters with a big defensive stand, 25 ticks of the clock left, 19-15.
Schmitz for three. No good.
Another
and
long
here comes
rebound.
Roach. 17 seconds and counting here in the first quarter. Roach is going to take the final shot, Wigan. Sinicropi guards him. He's going to go to the lane. Oh, pullback for three. No good. And at least 4.5 seconds left on the clock as it the ball.
So Edison
goes over the backboard.
Three straight possessions, three-pointers, long rebounds. The Potters take advantage and get out and go. Maybe get him into a little bit of rhythm. Roach with the pull-up. 3-2-1. The final shot will be by the Potters.
Reedy.
Half court. Good if it goes. Off the top of the glass. No good. So 19-15. Potters, they end on an 8-0 run. Close out the first quarter to open it up just a little bit.
Bowman will check in. Woodyard will check back in for the Potters, and we are going to take just a quick timeout, and we'll be right back to take you through the second quarter. Potters lead 19-15 over Edison.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you tired of, well, being tired? It may be time to change the way you sleep. At Tri-County Mattress by Appointment, we don't have pushy salespeople with agendas or markup prices for blowout sales. Our strategy is simple. Give us a text or call us to set up an appointment. Pick out a mattress from our large inventory, then take it home or have it delivered. Did we mention all of our mattress sets are 50 to 80% off? Call for an appointment today. 330-886-2660. Or stop by during the week from 9 to 3. Tri-County Mattress by Appointment. Save time, save money, sleep better.
All right, we're back. Start the second quarter here live at the Potter Fieldhouse on YSNLive.com. Potters, like you said, Wigan, 8-0 run to end the first quarter. Edison kind of went away from what was working. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they were fast-paced. They were getting good shots inside, hit a couple threes, but then they started
jacking
firing it up. Long rebounds, Potters, which attributed to the Potters 8-0 run. As Sinicropi.
Good defensive rebounding. Get out and go. Get in rhythm.
By O'Hara. Gets it into the corner. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt is going to fire, but Woodyard gets a hand on it. Oh, nice job by Roach with a big block inside. Oh, my goodness. Grab the rebound.
I guess. Gets the roll to go.
Number four for Edison, Zach Easter, gets the floater to fall in as Edison cuts it to two. Potters will look to set up here. Reedy at the top of the key. Left side into the big man moment. Nice spin move inside, long off the rim. And here comes Edison, Sinicropi. Left side, good pass. Oh, and Woodyard with a big block. But guess what? It don't matter.
Nope.
Edison with the rebound.
A good block, but a better save by 13, Andrew Kenny. I thought it went right out of bounds. He grabbed it, threw it in. They got an easy layup, 19-19 now.
O'Hara, right side. Nice crossover in the lane.
There
jumps
it is.
Off.
Got to go up and shoot that.
Reedy's going to pound his way inside. Gets it back out to Woodyard. To O'Hara. O'Hara thought about the three. Spin move in the lane. He got fouled. Look at this.
Yeah.
Brandon O'Hara starting to score.
Great little face with the spin move there. Stole one out of Gabe Roach's book. Edison's going to keep it outside the arc and just keep shooting. A shooter's mentality is just shoot till you're on. A lot. There's a scrum in the lane. I think Moman's going to get called for pulling down the Edison offensive player. And he was. They were battling for a rebound. Moman just got an arm wrapped up on the Edison defender and pulled him down. And into the game is Papa Rossi.
Soban Paparazzi.
The junior for the Potters steps in. He's been hot in the reserve games. I didn't get to see tonight's reserve game except for the final score.
Oh, man, that could have been a travel. They didn't call it as Edison goes in here. There's number five back out to Schmitz, top of the key. Over to Sinicropi. Sinicropi into McBain.
Heavy pressure,
and
they're going to get a block on Moman. That's going to be two quick fouls on Moman here in the second period. We're just not even 2 minutes deep in this second quarter, 21-19 Potters, five team fouls on the Potters. Three.
Oh, look at Rozzi. Great defense by Rozzi.
Definitely got away with one there, maybe. I don't know. A lot of contact. He drags himself up off the floor and gets to the other end.
O'Hara, way downtown.
Good.
Hey,
bam.
The sophomore, Brennan O'Hara for three.
Right on line out of his hand. It draws nothing but the bottom of the net, and it's 24-19 Potters.
We talked about the, as Edison has the ball here, I'll tell you real quick, we talked about the Potter faithful, maybe get a little restless, talk about, you know, maybe some things they talk about. Listen, there's a lot of sophomores on this court, which you don't normally see, and just in this first quarter, I can tell you right now, you can see Brennan O'Hara getting more and more comfortable as the season progresses on the offensive side of the ball. We know he's been a force all year on the defensive side, but he's been moved in the lane tonight. A good look three-pointer.
Always involved. I mean, he's always giving maximum effort on the defensive end, too, so it takes tremendous conditioning to give the effort that you can give it on the defensive end and still come down to the offensive end and be expected to get yourself to the hoop and get some buckets. I'm going to teach him once he gets in that lane to go immediately up and rise up because he's got those nice long arms with the wingspan. Second free throw is good, 24-21 Potter.
Roach with the ball. Left side, dribble drive. That's going to be a travel.
Yeah.
And it'll be Edison ball, 24-21.
Roach there. There it is right there. I'd like to remember this. 5:38 left, second quarter. Go to it on film and show them, hey, it's okay that guy blocked you off. Pull up.
Right.
Shoot the J.
Hit the jumper. Right.
Right over top of him. So they can go to the film and look at that as they listen to our broadcast. And there's the airport.
Oh, look at this.
No foul.
Pass out to Rozzi. Rozzi. Backside to Roach. Alley-oop, and it's good.
Phenomenal play right there. And as I was just saying, on cue, and we didn't plan it. Brennan O'Hara steps in front of the pass. Heavy pressure right over there in front of Potter, Rick, Terry Fitch, and Matt Handley, and the coach of Weiss.
Hey, Matt Handley on a weeknight here at the Potter Fieldhouse?
Giving some effort. He gets taken down from behind, throws it over his head. Rozzi picks up the loose ball, lobs it to Roach. Roach is in the right play, and he lays it right in. We got a winner in the second row of the 50-50.
Here's the winner right there, Bob.
Second row, waving his tickets. He says he's just going to donate it to the YSN broadcasters this evening. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. I think he said he wanted to donate it to the YSN guys.
Yep, that's...
So Potter's gone a little run there and forces head coach Nate Moses from Edison.
Well, Nate Moses was pleased because his team got right back in the game. 21-20, 21-19. Now it's 26-21. As soon as they get close, we pull ahead. We get close, we jump ahead. Just by a handful, and that's not a whole lot in this game, but he knows 5 can turn into 10 quickly with this Potter group and the pressure. There it is.
Oh, there's a steal by Roach.
Backside steal.
Tenacroppi goes for the cross-court pass, and it's not there. Good pick by Moman. Looks in the corner. O'Hara spots up for 3. It's short. Good hustle there. Try to get the rebound, but picked up by number 5. To the lane. There you go.
Good pull.
Nice
there.
Pull up in the lane. I see right there.
Remember that. 4:48. They need to look at that. Not one of our guys can't make that move.
Heinemann. Number
Woodyard.
5.
Woodyard can get in there. Roach can get in there. O'Hara can get in there. Reedy. Rozzi.
Oh, nice dribble drive by Roach. He kicks it back out to O'Hara. O'Hara to the lane. Off the glass.
And
good
in.
Touch, and it's good.
Good body control there by the airport to not pick up the charge. Because I thought the guy slid under him and got good position.
Heinemann, right side. There's O'Hara again, swarming him. Woodyard, good defense by Woodyard. Goes straight up, and there's Roach on the glass.
Long pass to O'Hara. O'Hara in the right place at the right time. Avoids the charge again. Good body control. Up off the glass for 2. O'Hara's a machine in this second quarter right now. On the defensive end, and he's getting out and running the court. As you hear the whistle in the background, and Rozzi's going to get the grab on 13, Andrew Kenny for the Wildcats. Are they going to give him 2 shots or call it on the floor?
I don't think he was shooting, but it could be 1-1.
It will be
1-1, right?
Will be free throws, 17 fouls for the Potters with 4 minutes left to go in this first half. Stretched it to a 7-point lead. Edison looks to trim into that. Andrew Kenny will shoot. 1-1 or 2. It's 1-1, and it's missed. Woodyard grabs the rebound.
Rossi spotting up down here. He was hoping for an outlet pass from Roach. Here we go. Roach, dribble drive, spin move, nobody home. Kicks it out to O'Hare. Rossi's open. Back to Woodyard in the lane. Good backdoor pass.
Beautiful.
Oh, and off the glass short by Rossi.
Beautiful pass by Woodyard. Rossi, his body was just moving away from the hoop. He's got to catch that, go into the hoop, and lay it up.
Sinicrompi for Edison, right side, over.
Next backdoor cut, he will finish.
Easter to Hindman. Hindman.
There it
over
is.
Over to Schmitz for three.
They shoot the three ball.
Got it.
The Golden State Warriors.
Good ball movement by Edison. Leads to a three-pointer in the corner by Schmitz, and it's 30-26. Potters with 3:12 to go, second quarter. Woodyard, top of the key, to right side to Roach. Good defense there by Edison and Schmitz. Hyman and Schmitz looking for a trap. Gets it over to Rossi. Right corner. O'Hara working hard to get open here as Easter's got him locked down at the top of the key. Good inside look. Rossi to the lane. Back to
there
Browning. Oh, nice spin move by
Browning.
Wow.
A little razzle-dazzle by 24 Isaiah Browning. He got cut off. He made the spin move to the weak hand, went up and laid it off the glass, and now he's on the court.
Yeah.
Hits the floor burn for the jump ball, and he's going to earn the possession to the Potters. That's as good as a turnover in that situation there. Edison was looking to not let the lead get any bigger than six. It's 32-26, Potters, 2:34, second quarter, and Browning getting down and dirty to get the Potters an extra possession here in the first half.
Torma in for Rossi. Roach will handle the ball for the Potters. 2:27 to go. Oh, look at this pass inside to Woodyard. Nice
coming
look.
In. Everything's coming at the doorstep right now. They're just getting to the pin and laying it in. Edison's at the other end jacking up threes. There's
nice.
A good...
Good body control by McBain.
Alex McBain, baseline jumper goes.
Roach wastes no time. Gets it over to O'Hara on the left side, right in front of us. Browning looks for the pick. O'Hara plays off of it. Nice spin move in the lane by O'Hara, and it's long off the rim.
Off the window, no good. Woodyard really wanted the jump ball. Really wanted it.
Yeah, he was working for it.
Edison guy was pulling, was very strong with the ball, and only wants to know why the whistle didn't come earlier.
I'm listening in.
Yeah, I love it. What he wanted to know was at the other end, there was a reach around for the jump ball.
Right.
They called it. And then
down here, yeah.
They didn't call it. Then they called it a foul down here, so two different contrasting plays. He gave him a wry smile, so he got some kind of explanation that he may or may not agreed with.
Woodyard will come out of the game. He'll be replaced by Peyton Reed as Hindman at the line here to cut it to four.
So it seems like it's just stayed that 4-6, 4-5, 6-point lead the entire second quarter after the Potters went on an 8-0 run at the end of the first period to open it up a little bit. Edison is just matched basket for basket with the Potters in the second quarter, and it's 34-30 with under 2 minutes to go.
Reedy with the ball for the Potters, guarded closely by Pugh, who checks back into the game for Edison. It's going to be a foul on Edison.
Man, Nate is all over somebody. Who's he yelling at? Reedy to get the ball into the post quicker. I'm screaming.
Yeah.
I can hear him in the background. Not sure he's yelling at, but the call goes against Edison trying to defend Roach in the post.
Roach with the ball, top of the key for the Potters. Picked by Browning. Torma. Back to Roach.
Coach Moses is yelling for the man-to-man defense to pick
oh,
up
nice
intensity.
Move by Roach.
Look right back there.
Big rebound by O'Hara. Gets it out to Reed for three. No good.
Off all the way. Good box out by Edison. Torma fighting for the rebound. Looks like he got the
call there.
The possession there.
Yeah.
By giving a little bit extra effort.
Torma. Corner. Roach. Buckeye short, they call that. No good.
Long from the corner.
Oh, travel.
Hey.
O'Hara. Listen. You can't see it because we're on the radio.
Brendan O'Hara getting.
But Sinicrompi gets the
inbound
pass.
That's basketball IQ.
Right.
There was no press. Brendan O'Hara saw the quick outlet pass coming, and he just put himself in his way. So he either has got to catch it and run him over or travel. And most of the time the player travels. Edison pays the favor right back and turns it over and goes the other way.
Good read by Zach Easter. He picks up the steal. And Nate Moses bails the Wildcats out of the trap and calls a timeout. We will take a quick break here. Potters, 34-30, second quarter. We'll be right back.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance. And the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
All right, we're back. Minute to go, second quarter. Potters lead 34-30. Edison inbounds. Good look inside to Hindman, and that's a bucket good for Edison.
Coach Nate Moses out of the timeout wanted to get that ball into the post and get a two-point bucket.
So Reedy controls the ball for the Potters. Gets it to Roach, top of the key. Over to Reedy. Reedy's going to fire up a three. And guess what? Bank's open.
So open. I'm not there, but it's open.
37-32. Here comes Sinicropi. Wastes no time. He's a lefty.
Yeah.
He doesn't really handle the ball well with his left hand. And good defense there by the Potters. Goes out of bounds. And look at O'Hara. All over Sinicropi. Sinicropi gets it over the left side. Corner shot. Schmitz wanted it there. Good look inside. Sinicropi for three. Got it, and there it comes, the onslaught of three-pointers.
That's
by
just a good shot. O'Hara was all in his face with 11 ticks left. The Potters hold a two-point lead and the ball.
Roach, dribble drive. He's going to get in his face here. Good pop out to Torma. Torma to Reedy. Reedy for three, short.
And that'll call. That'll do it for the half, 37-35. Potters. The Potters get a good look right there. Everybody in the gym thought Roach was going to pump that one up when he got into the lane. Instead, he kicked it out to Reed. Torma kicked it to Reed, wide open. Look, can't ask for a better shot than that going into the half, except for the fact that it came up
short.
37-35, clean first half. For the Potters, eight fouls, maybe not so clean. Four for Edison. Nobody in foul trouble except for Moment, I know, has two. I don't think anybody else has two. I think it's spread out pretty evenly.
Yeah, I'll try to go in there and try to get some stats for us at halftime. Off Mr. McMahon, but we got a ball game. You might get to call an exciting second half here. We'll have to wait and see. 37-35, Potters. We are going to take a half
shot
break. Oh yeah, we should go.
I
try.
Think everybody in the gym could shoot one tonight.
We have enough time. All right, folks. We'll be back. Take you through the second half. Potters lead 37-35 over Edison.
Newcastle School of Trades has more than 70 years of experience training skilled technicians, allowing us to develop and refine our instruction methods over decades while keeping our sights set firmly on the future. We know that when you're looking for trade schools in the Pennsylvania and Ohio area, you want to find an institution with knowledgeable instructors and up-to-date equipment. Newcastle School of Trades East Liverpool Campus. Real people, real training, real jobs. Teaching America's trades since 1945. For more information, call now, 330-368-368. 3130, or visit our website, www.nctrades.edu.
You could be driving a Honda.
You could be driving a Honda today at the Honda store in Boardman, Eastern Ohio's number one volume Honda dealership. Honda means economy and performance. And the Honda store has a great selection of brand new Hondas, plus the best certified pre-owned cars. Come in for the latest in financing, lease, and down payment options at the Honda store, Route 224 in Boardman, or go online to honda-store.com.
Lib's Market Cafe and Eatery on East State Street in Salem is your one-stop shop for specialty coffee and scratch-baked pastries. Come in and try our daily specials that include our gourmet tacos, tasty flatbreads, and the best brunch in the area. We're open 7 to 4 Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Also, check out our rotating menu by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Lib's Market, a little uptown, a little downtown, a little all around.
All right. We're back. Potters.
Quick halftime.
37-35.
Quick. Potters didn't even come back out and warm up.
Nope. They were getting a
chewing.
I don't think a chewing. Just a just what needs to be done to probably come away with the victory tonight. Here's the how many points you think O'Hara had in the first half?
14.
17 points.
17.
For the airport.
So
Brennan O'Hara.
17 of the 37. Second half is R.H. Kelly is clearing the ball boys off the floor so they can get the game started. Coach Nate Moses holding up the railing right in front of us. Edison will handle the ball first right across the timeline. That's Isaac Schmitz, who we got the name called a lot in the first half, and Sinicropi and Schmitz up top. Edison looks like they're going to work it around a little bit. It looks like they were playing against a shot clock a couple possessions there in the first half, and that got them in trouble as the Potters were able to get out and run. Sinicropi under heavy pressure by Brennan O'Hara up top. He's going to handle both guards and force the Wildcats to push the ball to the corner and then to the inside, because up top O'Hara's going to give nothing. But there's number 11. That is Isaac Schmitz, who misses on the runner. Woodyard with the rebound. The Potters want to get out and run, but they slow it down.
O'Hara's intensity, once again,
both.
Man,
he took the talking to serious. Peyton Reed handles it right above the arc. He kicks it to Woodyard. High post, backdoor cut to O'Hara.
Oh.
O'Hara looked like he had somebody on his arm as he was getting ready to go up. Instead, he tried to dump it down to Browning, and Browning loses the handle. Moses unhappy with the defensive effort, even though they come away with the possession. It's 37-35 Potters. We're scoreless a minute into the third quarter. Sinicropi and Schmitz up top, down in the corner. That's Andrew Pugh in the, looking to shoot number five. You've got a name on him. He's
Hyman.
He's in the post. Hyman with McBain, and there's Schmitz again. He's 0-for-2 in the second half. McBain comes up with the rebound. Backdoor pass is picked off by Roach. Roach is going to look to advance it ahead. He's going to keep it on the dribble. He gets into the right-hand side, kicks it to Reed. Reed dribble drive into the elbow.
Nice move.
Pop, skip, and a jump off the glass. Doesn't get the hometown roll. And out is Andrew. Nope, that's Anthony Sinicropi. Andrew McBain. McBain, I said it. He shot it. He missed it. Offensive rebound by Pugh. Pugh kicks it to Sinicropi, to Schmidt.
To Hyman.
And then that's Hyman, who I'm just going to call number five. I got him now because they don't do a whole lot of rotating. Looks like it could be 3 seconds as they're posting up and they're getting their mail delivered. But nonetheless, Hyman, number five in your program. Perry's a three-pointer to give Edison a one-point lead with 6:05 third quarter. Nate Moses wants him to settle into a little man-to-man defense here and pick up the intensity.
High post, man.
Spin move by O'Hara. A good two-man game. Woodyard at the free throw line sets the pick. O'Hara comes off the pick wisely. They try to switch, so he spins before they can switch. Gets deep into the lane, goes up, draws the penetration. Free throws are going to be important here as it's been nip-tuck all the way through this game, and it looks like it's going to be more of the same in the second period. First free throw by O'Hara is up, and it's not even close. It's off the right-hand side of the rim.
Off the runway.
Yeah, the wind blew him off there. Need a little traffic controller there. Second free throw is up, and this one is off the same spot. He likes that spot of the rim, and it's not kind to him. The Potters pick up a little token pressure by Woodyard as he settles back in. Hyman looks to pull up another three-pointer, and he's got the hot hand out of the locker room. That's Hyman with back-to-back threes, and they open up a four-point lead. The Potters scoreless so far into the second half, and Roach forces into the lane. Coach Conley is going to call a timeout.
Wow.
Roach there looking to answer the back-to-back threes by Hyman. Gets himself into the lane. Reedy was watching Roach drive. Roach thought Reedy was spotting up. A little miscommunication. The pass goes into the Potter bench.
Kickout was a little off the mark.
Conley calls a timeout. The Potters use the first 2 minutes to get their warm-up in. Now they got to go. They've spotted them 4 points here in the second half as they elect to come out of the locker room a little late. Maybe not ready to run, but here we go. I'm sorry. I don't want to take it away from Hyman. Hyman comes out of the locker room ready to shoot, gets himself warmed up.
2 3-pointers to start the second half for Hyman.
Man-to-man, full pressure, and Schmitz is all, I mean, the airport, Brennan O'Hara is all over, but Jay Pappas is going to make a terrible call, and I promised I wouldn't say anything to him, but But the ball was on the ground. The airport was on it, and he called a backside push by Roach. That's a ticky-tack nickel and dime foul.
It's a loose ball foul, Leggett, isn't it?
It is a loose ball foul. As I was explaining, we were in West Virginia, that the ball was loose. It couldn't be a foul. But here we got 23. That's McBain. McBain is looking to get it to Hyman Schmidt in. That's Sinicropi. He'll spot up for three, and it looks good from here, but it's not. It's long off the iron. Edison controls the rebound. That's McBain. He goes up.
Who's that foul on?
He gets harmed. I couldn't see because...
It better not be on Roach because he didn't touch him.
So 24, Isaiah Browning. All I saw was
backside,
a shot
in the body.
A shot in the rebound. McBain will shoot two, looking to stretch this four-point lead.
The defensive intensity.
Five or six, and that free throw is short as well.
Defensive intensity picked up there for the Potters out of that coach's 30-second timeout, but...
Moment in for the Potters. Kenny in for the Wildcats. McBain will shoot the second of two. The first one was no good. Still a four-point lead. The second free throw up. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Five-point lead. Edison Wildcats 5:18. Clock rolling third period. Edison settles into a man-to-man. Roach quickly into the lane. Woodyard baseline passes up the jumper. Dribbles to the elbow. Throws it underneath the Roach. Roach the contact. The shot. Nope. Pappas is going to call it. On the floor, so the Potters will have a baseline out-of-bounds play.
One more pass there would have been a moment layup.
It looked like at first Roach was going to dump it off. He heard the whistle, so he went ahead and flipped it up. Reed will inbound from the baseline. The Potters set up. O'Hara, a little backdoor cut. Roach off the pick, gets it, goes up baseline. It's, little English on the backside of the rim, and it goes. 42-39, the Potters have cut it to three. They're going to go man-to-man pressure. Roach will give Sinicropi all he wants to handle, but he kicks it ahead to Schmidt. Schmidt is on the airport, and the airport will cause a turnover. Bowman jumps in front. He kicks it back to Roach. Roach to Woodyard in a whole lot of traffic. Good body control.
A lot of contact there. No call.
But he had four Edison Wildcats at his feet when they caught the pass, so it's really hard to put it on the ground and maintain possession. He did. He just couldn't get the shot to go. So the Wildcats control 4:33, third period. Three-point lead, and that's a kick. Nope, I thought they were going to call a kick ball. Apparently just a loose ball. McBain in the lane gets
blocked by Roach.
Denied. That's not Sinicropi. That's 11. That's Schmitz. He pumps it up, and they clean up the boards again, and McBain's a man amongst children in the lane in this third quarter, just cleaning the glass. 4:15, the Potters only trail by three, but it feels like the momentum shifting a little bit is – Edison's imposing their will on the offensive boards, and the Potters don't want to let that happen.
Potters' rebounding struggles continue. And it's not that we're not, it's almost like we just can't control the ball. You know what I mean? Nobody's going up and grabbing the basketball.
Just grab it,
right, yeah. We're tipping it around, we're not making, just not grabbing the ball. And it's falling Edison's way. 43-39, folks, 4:15 to go in the third quarter.
So McBain good on both, 44-39.
And look at this. Quick
steal and an ill-advised shot, but it's going to be the Potter basketball. That's Zach Easter. Zach Easter's been shadowing moment. Gabe Roach the entire game. He comes up with a steal there, but can't convert. Tormel will control. What the Potters need an answer here is a nice wide-open three by the airport and knock one down. Roach is going to play a two-man game with moment. He decides to go away from the pick, kick it to Tormel in the corner. Coach Nate Moses loves to block the scorers table and the YSN announcers tonight, so it's a good thing we don't have a camera as Torma kicks at the Roach up top. Roach dribble drives into the lane. All kinds of contact. They're going to give the bucket, but then I think they're going to call an offensive foul after the bucket, which is a...
Nope. Bucket's good. You go on the line for one shot.
Okay.
Hey, listen,
I was gonna
Coach
say.
Moses was blocking your view.
Yeah.
What can you do?
Well, the way Conley came up, it didn't look like he was pleased with the call, but what I was going to say was if he converted on the layup, the charge looked like it took place underneath the hoop, which Coach Nate Moses might argue that the block took place under the hoop as well. The Potters will take it. They haven't had a lot of breaks so far. 44-41 Potters. Roach to convert the hoop and the harm.
It does.
44-42. Two-point lead, 3:44. Nate Moses wants him to hurry up and get down court and attack the Potter defense. Woodyard up top, all over Easter. He does. The Cardinal scent of a big man when he's playing man-to-man, and that's reach in. Again, not the true definition of a big man, but he is the Potter big man, and he's out there against a much, I won't say a much quicker, but a little bit quicker, Zach Easter, and he draws the reach-in foul on Woodyard. O'Hara, though, will pressure Isaac Schmidt's full court and push him left. I wish he'd push him right because he loves to go left. He kicks it to 24. That's Pugh. Pugh hasn't jacked one up in a while. Schmitz has, and so is McBain. They went away from number five, Hyndman, as Schmitz gets the runner in the
nice
lane. Hyndman, after the quick 2 3-pointers, hasn't even touched the ball in the offense, but they've opened up a 4-point lead. Roach goes to the hoop, makes a nice pass.
Nice pass
to Nick Woodyard, who is just Johnny on the spot, and he lays it up off the glass. The kiss gets two and cuts it to a 2-point lead. Schmitz into the lane. O'Hara with the denial. He says, not on my watch. I got the wingspan on you every time. And Roach quickly to the other end on the dish from Torma. The 3-pointer is up. No good. Torma with a little push-off. Never wants to grab the basketball. Torma, if you're listening to the broadcast, squeeze the ball with two hands and then make the pass. Don't try the touch pass every time. But here we go. Schmitz up top, kicks it to Pugh. Pugh will pump up the three, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net.
Edison's resilient tonight. They're not going
49-45. Edison's flipped the script, and they've got the 5-point lead, and the Potters just can't crack it. Torma looks to as he pumps up a three. He says, whatever you can do, I can do better. Bottoms up from the corner right in front of Coach Conley, the lefty, strokes at 49-47, back and forth.
Big shot by Torma.
2:22. Both coaches look on intently as they're executing on the offensive end, but both teams want to come up big on the defensive end. And that's Pugh fires up a clanker from the top of the arc, and there's a quick outlet pass to Woodyard.
Woodyard wasn't looking for that.
No, Roach is looking to get the rebound and push it ahead just a little bit too quick, and Pugh's under a lot of pressure, kicks it to Easter. Easter's going to be off 3-on-2 with Pugh out ahead, McBain out ahead. He goes up. Not sure what happened. Looked like he caught his own shot.
He got a piece. Roach got a piece of that.
Roach might have got a piece. 151-51-47. The Potters want to cut it to a deuce right here. Roach hard in the lane. Beautiful jump stop. Doesn't get
in
the roll.
In and out.
I like that move, the big jump stop in the lane. That's one of my favorite moves that gets so much separation. Is Roach is going to pressure Schmitz. Schmitz to the lane, kicks it to Pugh. Pugh wisely doesn't jack up another three, instead takes it in and gets a nice shooter's touch. Coach Conley is going to not end the first quarter on a negative note. 53-47. Edison just continues to hold that 5-6-point lead the entire third quarter. As soon as the Potters have an answer, Edison comes down, answers right back. They've answered right back twice to not allow the Potters to tie the ball game up when they cut it to two, so the Potters are going to have to go the last minute, 23, down 6 points.
We just got to match Edison's intensity. I mean, listen, this is a big game for Edison. You know, they want to come into the Potter Fieldhouse. They want to go away with a W. It's a Buckeye Mountaineer Athletic Conference game. Come on, let's go, Potters, or Buckeye 8, whatever they call it now.
They gave up 100 the first round. Trayshawn Jackson did account for 27 of those points.
Correct.
So he's a missing X factor, but the Potters got to find a way to get around and make up for those 27 points, and so far they just haven't done so. So it's 53-47 Potters. Torma handles the ball up top, kicks it to Roach. Roach way outside the arc. His dribble drive looks to penetrate, kicks it to Woodyard, baseline into the lane. Nice body control by Nick Woodyard.
Nice job by Nick Woodyard.
Just take what the defense is going to give you. 35, Nick Woodyard soft off the glass for two, cuts it to four, and there was a little bit of a travel as the lefty gets into the lane. No good. Woodyard off of the miss of Sinicropi. Roach has tried to do this pass three times. It hasn't worked yet, but this time it did. No contact at that end as O'Hara. Man, a lot of contact there.
Yeah.
I feel like it had to go one way or the other. They're letting them play a little bit into the lane. And Schmitz. Schmitz kicks it to Sinicropi, who just came off of the miss, to Easter. Easter to Pugh. Pugh from the corner. The three-pointer's up, and it's good again.
Wow.
They've just hit the timely shot. Pugh and Hyndman have hit the three-pointer in the second half constantly. They open up to seven-point lead with 30
Edison
seconds
lead
to go. Roach forces one into the lane. Wow. Really gets bailed out, I think, by a call there. It looked like both players were straight up, but maybe one of them came down with the arms.
Yeah, I think Pugh had Roach held up there pretty good. Coyne makes the call.
Baseline inbound. Torma looks to throw it in. Kicks it up to Woodyard. Read good by Pugh. No good, though. The big man, Woodyard, dribble drives it in. Throws it out of bounds. Browning's not ready. Coach Moses says one shot. So Edison will hold with a 7-point lead, looking to stretch it to 9, but no more than 7. With 17 ticks left, Schmitz will control it up top with Sinicropi. They're going to look to get the dribble drive and the kick out to Pugh, who's been set up in the corner so long as mail's getting delivered there that he's done nothing but make. Hey, he's made a living with, I think, 2 or 3 3-pointers there so far, and there he is. Nope, that's Sinicropi. There must be something about that corner right now. As Pugh actually ran out of the corner, Sinicropi replaced him. They followed Pugh. Sinicropi went to the corner. Don't look now. Edison's got a 10-point lead going into the fourth quarter. The Potters are looking for answers.
Wow. I mean, I'm shell-shocked, really. Edison's hot tonight.
Well, the one
They're
thing,
hot tonight.
I mean, the one thing we noticed in the first quarter, or the free, actually, yeah, the first quarter and the second quarter, was Edison is going to jack up the three-pointer because they did it at this end. Win or lose, they were going to continue to keep shooting the three-pointer. Live or die, they stayed in the first half missing the three-pointer. They've opened up the second half, 10-point spread, by making the three-pointer because they came out, Hindman hit two, Pugh hit two, Sinicropi has two. I feel like everybody poured it. They've got about, I think they had 24 points. Or 18 to 24 points off of three-pointers in that period. So
they're not.
So the Golden State Warriors are living Splash City here. They're going to live or die by the three-pointer, which is we've seen the Potters live and die by the three-pointer. They've mostly died by the three-pointer. So Edison looks to come out and just continue to jack them up from beyond the arc. And in that quarter, better lucky than good. They found a hot spot in the corner, the hardest shot in the game, and they've been going. So the Potters look to an answer right here. Out of the timeout, O'Hara in the lane. Nice shimmy shake. A lot of contact. Does get the call. Doesn't get the hoop.
Gets the hoop.
Gets the harm, gets no hoop.
There you go.
At this point, we'll take the hoop and the harm. But Potters have struggled from the free throw line this evening as well. O'Hara particularly looks to get off the schneid here in the second quarter. Puts up the first shot. Nothing but the bottom of that.
7:48 to go, fourth quarter, 59-50. Edison here at the field house.
So the Potters need Edison just to miss a couple free throws, get out and run, and get back in that rhythm, and they'll be right back in this ballgame, 59-51. They're going to go with the man-to-man press. I like the diamond press or the 2-2-1 press.
Got to change it up.
I feel like they only really have a couple ball handlers, and there's Schmidt's one of them in the middle, and he goes right down Broadway.
Oh,
up.
Nice job by Schmidt. Big pass
contested
to the left side.
What
and
happens?
An easy layup.
Reed was shading himself to Pugh, who was spotted up in the corner. Again, licking his chops for that three-pointer. Torma backdoor pass to Roach. Roach goes up. Good body control. Kisses it off the glass with a soft touch. 61-53, an 8-point lead still with 7 to go. Sinicropi baseline. He goes up. And it's blocked from behind by none other than the airport. And there's a lot of rolling around. No travel call. But in the lane, Schmitz pumps it up. Number 5 and number 23 are all over Roach, but he comes out with the ball.
By Roach.
Looks ahead to O'Hara. Good pass to O'Hara. Goes straight up. Soft off the glass.
Nice
I feel
job
like
by
Coach
O'Hara.
Nate Moses with one more turnover is going to go ahead and get himself a timeout because it's 61-55. I feel a Potter turnover. I feel a Potter 3. And I feel a lead cut down. There's a nice dish inside, though.
Hindman.
Who is right there on the doorstep. You got to protect the house.
Schmitz for Edison is very quick.
Torma looks to answer a three-pointer from the side. No good. Probably an ill-advised shot. Coach Conley screaming at somebody. Gabe Roach giving him an answer. Probably not what he's looking. There's probably not looking for
he's
dialogue
there. He's unhappy about
there.
Hindman being wide open for a layup on that last possession down. That's what he's unhappy about.
So Schmitz in the lane. Torma almost with the steal. Roach and Torma confused about who's got Hindman. Hyman jacks up a wide-open three and a good rebound by the airport. His arms
are Coach Conley's yelling, get out and go.
Phenomenal. So I felt the tide turning, and Coach Conley did too, and then a little breakdown on defense, and they get an easy bucket. Torma with a pass to Reedy in the lane. He'll take the contact.
Nice job by Reedy.
No call, but he gets the bucket. Coach Namos is not happy. Grabbing a substitution. 13, Andrew Kinney will check in
for
somebody.
McBain.
Somebody's going to get
McBain.
In trouble. But Torma with heavy man-to-man. Good pull-up by Hindman, and it's no good. The airport gets it. He's pushing it up the left side right in front of Matt Hanley, who's urging him on hard to the hoop, and he does. He attacks hard, gets the call.
Gets a trip
there. Got to be the aggressor. We're going to look to convert two free throws here and cut it to a 4-point lead, which was just 10 2 minutes ago, 63-57. The other good thing for the Potters as you're trailing in the fourth quarter is that 16 fouls
on
nervous. Edison.
A lot of nervous Potter fans over there right now. Nervous Potter fans.
Potters will get they're in the they'll be in the bonus the rest of the way. O'Hara found a rhythm at the free throw line. Easter, the defensive specialist, will check back in the game. 13 Kinney as well. 5 Hindman, who came out of the locker room smoking. come up a little bit cold on the offensive end, and he says if you're not going to play defense and you're not going to come up with those three-pointers, you're coming over to sit with me. As O'Hara converts on the second free throw, and the Potters, they don't go diamond, they don't go 2-2-1, they go man-to-man. Coach Nate Moses calls for the clear out right in front of us. Torma all over Schmitz. Schmitz, the lefty, kicks it to Easter. Easter, the center crappie, nope, he passes. Roach with the long arms comes up almost with the steal. Easter's going to kick up a shot. We'll let Easter kick it. He doesn't kick up the shot. Instead, O'Hara kicks the basketball. We'll reset the shot clock.
The long legs, the long arms of O'Hara.
It's 63-59. He's going to get in the passing lane one way or the other. He's trying to read the eyes of Senna Crappie, who kicks it into 23. That's McBain. 24 is Pugh. I know where Pugh probably is. He's in the corner, one to pump one up. Easter. Easter handles to Schmidt. Schmidt's heavy pressure in the lane. Easter's camped out. 13, Kenny doesn't pump one up. They're going to run the offense. Schmidt hard takes four steps in the lane, and a good call by Coyne from the – looked like it wasn't going to be his call. I thought it was going to be this guy's call. Calls the travel. So the Potters, a big possession right here.
Three steps.
As we just go underneath 5 minutes, and the Potters look to cut it to a deuce. Roach is going to maybe run a little two-man game with Reed or Woodyard. I'd run it with Woodyard and look for Reedy in the corner and maybe get the three-pointer to go and get the Potter fans off their feet. Reed, there he is. Right side, right in front of Conley with Woodyard. Woodyard up top, out of his comfort zone. Kicks it to Torma. Roach is in the post. O'Hara cuts back door. Torma left hand, dribble drive, hands off to O'Hara. Woodyard, heavy post, a lot of grab in the jersey. He passes up the three. Torma, nice pass to Woodyard, who wasn't quite expecting it. Stays with it, can't control the rebound, and it'll beat Edison basketball. Man, they
good
ran
look
the
by
offense.
Torma. That's a great pass by Torma.
They ran the offense so well there. They actually got the breakdown, and they got one extra pass. Whoever was guarding Nick Woodyard completely lost their composure on defense. They got the breakdown they were looking for. Woodyard not quite ready for the ball. Thought Torma was going to shoot the floater, was trying to get in position for the rebound. Edison will control 4 minutes to go with a four-point lead. Schmitz up top, lefty, into the lane, kicks it to Sinicroppi, who doesn't shoot it. Schmitz again, same. Sinicroppi, same. Won't shoot it. Dribble drive, cutoff. Left side baseline to McBain, swings it clear to the opposite corner. Hyman back in the game as quickly as he went to the bench. He comes back in. Roach with the reach, no good.
Nice left hand by Hyman.
Yeah, Hyman with a dribble drive, 6-point lead. Roach out and running quickly ahead. Ill-advised pass to O'Hara. O'Hara stumbles, kicks it back to Roach.
Nice hands by Schmitz, gets a steal off of Roach.
He's going to get out.
Roach gets him right back.
Doesn't give up on the play. Nobody warned him from behind. Somebody should have been hollering from the bench that the heavy defense was coming from behind. Roach into the lane, a little flip shot, no good, 3.5. Big defensive possession here for the Potters as Edison tries to slow it down with a 6-point lead. Schmitz,
they're in no hurry, Wigan. They should be in no hurry right now.
Sinicroppi, Kenny, O'Hara all over him. Actually forced the ball off of the Edison player. Coach, it wasn't a foul. It actually went off of the Edison guy. They went ahead and gave Edison a possession, didn't call the foul. So it probably all comes out in the wash as Torma is going to pressure the inbounds guy. Backdoor cut. Roach hits the ball. It goes off of O'Hara, who's always in the middle of the play. And it'll stay with Edison.
Man, I'm not sure that went off.
Baseline out of bounds. It might not have. That's the way the call went. But there's Schmidt into the lane. Nice pass to 13. That's Kenny just in the right place at the right time. Torma looked like he went up from behind and got a lot of basketball. Coach Conley's going to go to the bench and get Isaiah Browning back in the ballgame, I'm going to assume. That's only two fouls on Torma, but Torma's probably out of his comfort zone when he's underneath.
Missed foul shot there for Edison. That's McKinney at the line.
The first free throw up and good, and I'm surprised Woodyard's coming out. Browning's coming in. Torma's coming out. Rossi's coming in. So some wholesale changes for the Potters as they look for a little bit of spark. They've lost a little bit of their luster here in the second half. Still trail by six with over 3 minutes to go. Second free throw up, all around the rim, and it's in.
66-59, 3:09 to go in the fourth quarter. Potters down by seven at home against Edison. And they are going to...
They're not going to allow
Roach to get the ball.
Roach to get the ball. He can get the ball if he wants because he's one-on-one. You're going to have to double-team him to completely deny him. Reed goes baseline. Goes up for the jump shot. And that's what I'm trying. I want O'Hara, and I want Rose to do that. When you've got your guy beat by just a half step and you rise,
right,
he can only foul you unless he makes a great defensive play and blocks your shot, but he's got to come through your body. He's got to come through that left arm to get there. Reedy with a headsy play, clock stop, looks to add two to the Potter total. First one up, and it rattles home. 66-60, 17 fouls. The Potters will be in the 1-1 the rest of the way. Potters with 5 team fouls, so one to give. Second free throw by Peyton Reed is up, and it is good,
good
as well.
Good job, Peyton
Reed.
The
lead again to 5. The Potters haven't been able to crack the 5-4-point barrier so far in this quarter.
Oh, good O'Hara, O'Hara.
O'Hara had the steal, just couldn't quite get it. Reed with a nice play. I wanted Rozzi to go head over heels there and try to make a little bit of a save, but underneath the defensive hoop, probably not the best.
That all started up front with O'Hara.
O'Hara and Reed with two good plays. Reed out of position underneath. They missed. 11 Schmitz on the cut. And that's Hyman to Schmitz. Hyman cuts back door. Sennecroft will handle it up top. There's Hyman. He looks for the baseline shot, and it's up, and it's under composure. Double pressure, double team.
Clutch shot by Hyman.
Goes up and kicks it off the glass. O'Hara to the other end. Reed, let's get this three-pointer right
there.
There
we go.
There it is. Give me that.
Hey.
Three servings
catch
of
and
that.
Shoot right there.
In rhythm.
In rhythm.
They've been looking. I mean, we haven't. I think that may be only the second three-point attempt of the second half. I know Torma took the other one, and it was good. It's 68-64, so here we are again. We're a couple minutes farther in the quarter, but second verse, same as the first. Big defensive possession coming up for the Potters as it's 68-64. Edison with, I got to believe, close to 3 minutes to go in the quarter, give or take a couple seconds.
Might be closer to 2 minutes, right? I could be wrong.
We'll find out as the clock says 30 seconds left in the timeout. Potter cheerleaders are trying to get there.
I feel like the Potter fans are, they got a little nervousness going on over there.
They got to believe.
Coach Conley's wife all the way up top.
A little superstitious maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe the youngster was a little out of control, getting a little wild in the front row. Couldn't have really been bothering the other fans too much. good to see Robbie Davis, Dale Atkins, Jim Beverly, Terry Jarvis, Dave Stacy, Dave Hill on daylight turn catching a Potter game on a Monday night. You're right, 2:20 clock moving, 4-point lead for Edison. The Potters urged on by the student section, small but
mighty. Oh, look at O'Hara all over
O'Hara.
All
over Schmitz. We got a couple rowdy students down there. We got to get their name because they're into it as a Potter.
Jump ball.
Cause a jump ball, but Al Johnson points this way, so the Potters will get the benefit of the next one, which could come in a crucial time with 2:10 to go.
Oh, man. They
Body
almost
was gonna
had
throw
that
at the
one.
The airport read it again. There it is inside. Hyman. Hyman's been nothing but good. And
listen,
there
we got to stop Hyman.
He's good again in the middle. He's been nothing but golden. 70-64. Roach right to the hoop. There's got to be some sort of call there, but hoops up and it's good again. Here we go. 2 minutes to go. 4-point lead for the Potters. The Potters are going to have to pick up the intensity. It hasn't lacked the intensity. Edison just made the extra pass and been able to convert. Hyman, please don't let him shoot it in the lane.
Yeah, don't let him get the ball in the middle. They're going to try to get it back to him. He's been on fire from about 8 foot in.
It's going to go in. Pugh's going to spot up in the corner.
Look at O'Hara, long arm.
Look for a three.
Oh.
And there we go. Up top, Sennecroppi and Schmidt. They split the middle, and there's a pass. It's a little high. Roach,
I think that pass might have went out of bounds if we didn't even put a hand on it. But
Roach rose up for it, didn't quite get the hand on it. 125, 4 points, Edison controls. There's a lot of holding and grabbing underneath. Pugh doesn't want it. He gets it quickly to Sennecroppi. Pugh wants it only for a second so he can pump it up. McBain to Schmitz. Schmitz is going to work clock. Hyman's going to handle. I'd pressure him. I don't think he handles as well as he shoots. 11 is who they're going to want to handle the ball. Schmitz, maybe it's time for the Potters to go ahead and
minute to go,
play
folks.
The free throw game as a couple of Edison guys have been cold from the three-point line or from the free throw line in this second half. And maybe there it is. Schmitz, they're going to send him to the line. In under a minute, you really have nothing to do but go ahead and extend the ball game. 70-64, you're going to play some offense, defense here. And they're seeing they had one to give. They should have been a lot more aggressive on the defensive end there. That's a young team just not understanding the situation when they had one to give. The airport's trying to suck him into a pass here so they can jump it. They do jump it. Senecroppy up top. Throws a cross-court pass.
Oh!
And that's one they got to pick off. Now they're going to have no choice but to foul. O'Hara comes out. And with 43.9, they're able to run about 20 solid 30 seconds off the clock. And they're going to go shoot 1-1. And here's where games are won and lost in the final minutes of the game. Luckily for the Potters, it's a 1-1. They aren't in the double bonus. So if he puts this one up, leaves it short, I don't know that we've seen Schmitz at the line too much in the second half. It's a nerve-wracking situation. Schmitz puts it up and
short.
Way short.
Oh,
way short,
touch.
But he gets a lucky roll right there. And they convert 71-66. When it left his hand, I didn't even know if it was going to draw a iron. It did and just...
Wow. Rolled in.
It got sucked in. The second free throw is up, and it's nothing but the bottom of the net. The 72-66. The Potters trail by six. They push the ball hard to the other end of the court. Looking to get a quick two. Roach goes up, loses complete control of the ball. Edison controls, and that might be the possession. That might be
wow.
The nail in the coffin right there.
Edison came to play tonight.
That's probably the jump shot I want Roach to shoot the first three quarters of the game, and I want him to penetrate clear to the 10
in the fourth quarter
with 30 seconds
right.
to go. That's just, with a little bit of experience will come some wisdom. And there's a missed free throw, but the Potters don't box out. Potters very lackluster. Somehow get a timeout, and he doesn't even have possession of the ball. He was laying on the ball. I mean, I had the best view there was. That's where high school basketball rules. I completely disagree with them, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. Ball's loose on the floor.
So the ball's loose. All the referee hears is the coach calling a timeout, but he shouldn't have got the timeout because he was laying on the basketball. But the referee can't look two places at once. Hit Coach
yep.
Nate Moses with a wry smile because he knows I'm right, but that's high school basketball for you. And it's just one of the high school basketball rules that I hate, but it usually goes both ways. And Edison will control the ball underneath baseline.
31.8
ticks of the fourth quarter left. Edison inbounds. They're going to have to foul again, and that's Schmitz who just made two free throws, but maybe they're going to get a turnover. Nope, they don't.
Easy
hit
bucket.
An easy two, and that's the second nail in the coffin. So the Potters are going to fall to Edison here unless a miracle on 34th Street happens, and there's heavy pressure there. The airport controls, and he's going to go hard to the rim, get no call, and that'll be the ball game there with 8 ticks of the clock. The Potters won't foul. Edison will just run out the clock. The Potters are going to lose back-to-back games on their own court for the first time in a long time, I would assume so.
Yeah.
So Edison comes into the field house and gets a win. Coach Conley not happy. A good player of the game tonight, Brendan O'Hara, no doubt in my mind. I don't have to look at any stat sheet. I can just tell the eyeball test this evening. We really didn't get a whole lot of moment in the second half after the first half. You know, two quick fouls. Woodyard looked to get into a little bit of a rhythm. Roach still just can't find that rhythm on the season. Tough night for him. Bob Bosco getting well at home. We didn't have the vantage of the stats up on the scoreboard tonight, nor the video board.
Edison put 70 some points up against us down there. It was the same showing.
So a consistent 74 point performance at both places. The difference, maybe Trayshawn Jackson, I don't know, 27 points. That's huge. We sure could have used a couple 2 to 3 3-pointers from Trayshawn. He's good for those. And just a little bit of the leadership skills at the point guard position.
Well, as much
leadership as a sophomore point guard can give you, but you just feel a sense of calmness.
Right.
When every day in practice the same guy runs your offense, every day in practice you just know it's a familiar face.
Right.
When he's not there, it's just like when the boss doesn't show up at work, it's not that you goof around a little bit, your leader's just not there, so if stuff starts to hit the fan, you got to have someone to look to. Who's going to be the next in charge? The young Potters just haven't found that yet. On the season, but sophomore young Potters.
Listen, there's no one man that makes a team, but
no.
You know, since about game 11 last year, Trayshawn Jackson's been running the show here at the point.
Yep.
You know, he makes and creates and makes everything happen, and you know, and also is your second leading scorer on the season. He's averaging 17.3 points a game. Gabe Roach, 18.1 or whatever it was the other day when I read it down in Stumo. But you take your leading scorer, second leading scorer off the table. You take your ball handler off the table. It's going to be an uphill battle for the Potters. And we've seen it the last two games, once against Wellsville and then tonight against Edison.
But the one thing that I know Coach Conley because he has immense experience, playing, coaching. The one thing that he when the tide starts to turn, who steps up and doesn't force the ball? Who within the rhythm of the game makes a couple plays that just turns the tide right back into your corner? You got to stop that momentum as fastly as it starts. In the last couple games, they haven't been able to do so. So that's just one takeaway from the Potter side of the basketball. As I know they're disappointed because why it's disappointing is it's a winning culture, and we expect to win. So when you start to lose, when the Steelers are 11-2 and they lose one, and they're 11-3, Ben just doesn't have it anymore because now you're 11-3, lost the game, you think the world's coming to an end. It just isn't that.
No.
The Potters will continue to thrive through this as the growing pains are real the board.
And listen, let's not even put all the blame on Liverpool tonight. Let's say Edison came in here and they came to play. Oh. I mean, they came to play. They shot lights out from the 3-point line. In the second quarter, they got a little cold. They got kind of got away from what they did in the first quarter, but they battled back.
As soon as they got cold, we got out, we ran, we got a couple easy buckets. We went on an 8-0 run to open up a 7-point lead, I believe it was. Edison didn't panic. They stuck to their game plan, got a couple possessions, got a couple buckets back, and they were right back in the ballgame.
Yeah.
And the coach said to the team, keep shooting. When they go in, we're going to flip the script. Heidman comes out and nails two. I know 24, whoever that was in the corner, Pugh buried a couple.
Oh, yeah, he was hot down here. Heidman hit a couple in the corner.
Hit a couple.
Yeah.
They came out and hit 6 or 7 three-pointers that were, that's 21 quick points that it's hard to answer. And then later on in the mix, Sinicropi puts one up right at the end of the quarter and it goes in. Then Heidman wanders his way into the lane and makes 6 easy points.
Right.
Just getting in the post, turn around and shooting a little mid-range jumper.
Heidman hit 2 threes to start the second quarter. I don't know if you said that or I missed that or what, but I mean, a game of runs, and the runs went into the favor of Edison tonight. And they did a
game of runs, and whoever puts the back-to-back run together usually comes out on top. And Edison, they did just that.
All right, folks. Potters back in action tomorrow night at Salem. And that call will be on YSNLive.com/Salem or YSNLive.com. The Salem affiliate of YSN will have it. So Potters ball tonight to Edison. And we'll be back in action tomorrow against Salem.
Heck, I missed a shot.
You just missed it.
Yep.
Have a good night, folks.
You have been